This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
We're through to the Sweet 16 in the Woo! Jones and Keefe March Madness uniform bracket.
Also known as round two for the morning and afternoon shows bracket.
Sweet 16 is the second round for those.
That's true.
No, they're both. Would be.
I think they're both 32.
Yeah, they both did
32, which is fine. That's what they chose to do. We went with 64.
I mean, that's what the bracket. Actually,
we should go 68 next year. It's just a pain in the ass for the graphic to do like the play-in.
Get some play-in.
Yeah, that's fine.
We should go to 68 to really, you know, art imitating life.
Flex.
Yeah, is what
flex
it
a little bit.
Yeah. Well, especially since everybody else can only manage 32 in their little bracket.
This is outrageous to me. So one of the regions right now that is live to vote on Twitter, at Jones and Keefe, is in the basketball region, the number one seed, the Denver Nuggets. Rainbow people, skyline.
People don't like those. They
I
almost
don't
lost in round one, Keith. People don't like those uniforms as much as you, me, Billy, Nick. As much as we like them, people don't like them as much.
We almost had a 16 over a 1, but they advanced, and then they won the second round a little bit more easily. And they're playing the Celtics green, which I love. The other day I was wearing a Paul Pierce one. It's just green with white letters.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like I like it because it's the team I like. But in the grand scheme of uniforms, you could call it classic because it's been around in just slight modifications for like 80 years. But that rainbow skyline thing is off the charts. We got it up now on Twitch and on YouTube. Like,
who is that for the Nuggets?
Who is that? It's not Alex English, is it?
Who is that?
Who is that, Bill? Oh, 20, Bill's gone.
24? Is it Alex English?
Said Alex English?
It is Alex English. Okay, that's my guess. And then it's Antoine Walker, the Walker Wiggle, sporting the all greens. Like, that's not even close to me. What is the better uniform? This isn't who do you like more or what team are you rooting for.
Your fandom isn't going to be questioned if you don't vote for the team.
Who's your favorite team bracket? Is that what we're doing next year?
I think we
have a good idea of the boss. That's how people are treating this.
First round, Pats, Red Sox. Go ahead. We should just pit them all together against each other right off the rip.
Pats, Red Sox, Pats.
Pats. Right now, Pats.
Yeah,
oh, well.
It's Pats.
It's still Pats.
Yeah, I mean,
still Pats. But anyway, get in there. So we got that one going on. That is a Sweet 16 matchup, and hopefully it gets a little bit closer. Right now, Celtics is in a
text line. And again, you can see all these jerseys. Well, first of all, on social media, at Jones and Keefe, Twitter and Instagram. You can vote on Twitter. See the full bracket on Instagram. You can also watch right now on Twitch, as Keefe said, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Those Nuggets jerseys are trash. That was a text. Christy in the Twitch chat, they're ugly.
Disagree. It is a beautiful uniform.
Yeah, I don't get it.
You guys don't understand fashion the way I do.
Anyway, the Celtics are trouncing the Nuggets right now.
Red Sox are also in a matchup in the
One's closer.
Baseball region. Yeah.
So the Red Sox, that's a 1-5 matchup in the baseball region. Again, in the Sweet 16, Jones and Keefe March Madness uniform bracket.
They're both going to win.
Red Sox are up on the top-seeded Expos. And then the number one-seeded Chargers, they're powder blues. They're running away with the Oilers and the Oil. Don't forget about the helmet with the Oil.
The helmet is very important in this.
Not to influence anyone or tell you how to vote.
Nope.
But just don't forget about it is all I'm saying.
And take consideration the Expos hat when voting.
Yeah, exactly right, Bill.
Yeah, good point, Billy.
where it says Montreal Expo Baseball within the hat.
I learned that.
The letters.
Similar to Keith learning that a catcher is not an infielder. I learned that a few weeks ago.
It's all for debate.
So we had a few teams advance to the Sweet 16 yesterday. Pat Patriot is through as a 2-seed. They beat Florida State in their maroon. That was a route. That should be a route, by the way.
Yeah, Florida State's got good uniforms, though.
They do, but I mean, but what's better?
Pat Patriot.
Yeah, so and yeah. Pat Patriot is a legitimately great uniform. These other Boston uniforms are pretty schmeh. Yeah, they're all traditional and classic, and I get it.
Yeah.
But they're all pretty schmeh.
Okay.
Sonics, I guess that one's technically still open to vote. The Sonics are going to beat the Jazz, the Purple Mountains.
Sonics is slick.
So they're going to be through. The baseball matchup is final. That was yesterday. The Braves wound up beating the Devil Rays from the 90s, which is a shame, but that's what happened.
Yeah.
So that's an upset, though. That's a 7-seed advancing. And then what was the other match? I think it's technically still open. What was our hockey
Mighty
match?
Ducks beat the Sabres
pretty handily.
Oh, got it. No, that one's done.
Ducks, that one's all in the books.
Which I didn't vote that way either, but the number two seed Sabres. Ducks advance. Yeah, same.
There's two swords on the Sabres jersey.
Yeah,
there's
but it's a Jason mask, Keith, so you really had to really choose.
I did. Point. It's a Jason mask that looks like a duck, though. It's got the duck. It looks like Darkwing Duck a little bit. Both very good. I have no problem with either one advancing.
Yeah.
They're gonna be both the Ducks are gonna be a tough out.
When in doubt, go with the cross swords as well. I stand by that all the time.
Well, we saw those in person the other night and we were like, that's a good looking uniform.
We saw the
Sabres
uniforms in person.
No, we weren't crossing swords. We were watching the Sabres.
I was making sure people understand what you're saying.
Sure. See them in person, you're like, man.
That's a good sharp.
That is sharp.
I almost bought a Pat LaFontaine sweater that night.
It's its own category on some websites. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. You mentioned the WEI afternoons bracket, Keefe.
Yeah, and so, listen.
What? What am I listening
I'm glad they're doing it. I love a bracket. You can throw anything into a bracket.
Sure.
They originally said, or what I had heard, maybe I misheard, was they were doing sports nicknames, which was one of our choices on our poll to begin the month.
It was.
Didn't finish super high, but that's what they ended up going with. And I was like, all right, sports nicknames. There's a lot in there, but that could be kind of fun. Figure out what the best sports nickname is. They kind of did like a pivot. It's Boston sports nicknames.
Yeah, which honestly, I don't mind that idea, but okay. I would like the mailman to be in there.
Yeah, I would
the glove.
Like, right, the Rain Man.
Yeah, maybe we just want an
the
NBA.
Dream.
Maybe we
the
just
Admiral.
Want an NBA, a 90s NBA nickname.
I think so.
Bracket is, I think, what we just want. But I was looking forward to that. And instead, I have the goat and the hoodie.
I don't think either one of those are really nicknames.
I mean, those are obviously the football region.
They're in the bracket, yeah.
Bracket,
so they also did sports regions?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
What?
But you know what they do, though, which I give them credit for, is they are pitting Boston athletes against each other, which will break the brains of the voters. Because now, in our bracket,
they are
just
smarter
taking
than
the
us
team.
On
yes,
that level,
that
for
is,
sure.
That is savvy.
Because we...
Like, I love both of these players.
Wait a minute.
You gotta pick one.
Yeah, pick them.
Gotta pick one.
Go ahead, pick it.
Yeah.
Big Poppy or the Rem Dog? Pick it.
Right. Because you only can love one. You must hate the other.
I would vote Big Poppy.
Yeah.
I mean, no offense to the late Rem Dog, but I would vote Big Poppy.
Do you have a favorite Boston sports nickname?
Ooh.
Looking at their bracket here.
I'm going to tell you, I don't know that I would have even remembered this one just because it's been so long since he's coached here. Big Tuna's a good nickname.
Big Tuna's good. Yeah. The Truth is my favorite. Because it was given to him by Shaq, and he's my favorite player. So Paul Pierce, the truth
is in there.
Yeah, yeah. I would hope. The Big Poppy, I'll be honest, always found it very strange that as an adult man, I'm calling him
so
Big Poppy.
So you're voting Rem Dog?
Round one, I'm voting Rem Dog.
Wow.
Big Poppy? We're both grown adult men, right?
Yeah.
And there he is. Hey, what's up, Big Poppy? I'm not calling you Big Poppy. I'm not doing it. It's like that bit on Cedric the Entertainer.
I guess I wouldn't call
you call
him
me
either.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not calling you delicious. It's the same thing. I'm not doing that. I think Oil Can's good, even though I think there's a story behind that.
Oil Can is a good nickname, for sure.
I think it could be a great nickname.
I'd
go The Truth. I'd go Oil Can in the football one. I would go...
I might go Cornbread in the Celtics region.
Cornbread's good.
The Celtics region. I might go Cornbread.
I'd go, see, I don't consider Gronk a nickname. That's just short for... Your name. That's like, is Rich a nickname? Or is it just short for Richard?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, I guess... Yeah.
Is it different with a last name than a first name?
It's just short for Gronkowski.
Well, Billy and I were thinking about this one yesterday. Trot Nixon. Trotman is his middle name, but he goes by Trot.
Yeah, throw Trot in there.
So is that
if you're putting Gronk in, I'd put Trot in.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Sure.
Dirt Dog?
Cowboy up.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What about Jeff Smallfry?
How come he didn't make it in there?
Yeah, no, that's adding on to a name, which you'll allow for.
Yeah.
What about Triple A Shea Hillenbrand? Triple A Shea.
Was that his nickname?
I don't know if it was like a, it might have been a mocking one.
Yeah. Got it. Huh.
You know?
That was insensitive. I wouldn't call him that.
Shea Hillenbrand was a
like
nice ball
way
player.
Way back Wasden. I think it was a nickname, yeah. But it wasn't.
Way back Wasden should have been in there. That's a good
way
one.
Way back Wasden. Or like Francona just called every guy on his team something like Petey. Like is Petey a nickname? Or is it just short for Pedroia?
Tito.
Good one.
Tito.
Where's Doc? Doc Rivers.
Great one.
One of the great nicknames. When nobody knows your real name because they only call you the nickname.
Get my larynx fixed.
That's a good nickname.
That is.
Like Magic and Tiger and Doc.
Brian is
Spud.
Brian is staring at us right now. I don't know if he seems
Spud's good one.
I don't know
Muggsy.
If he's thrilled with this conversation.
We should just do 90s basketball. You're right. The human
year?
Highlight film?
Next we already have our bracket for next year. 2 years from now.
Yeah. 90s, Air Jordan?
90s basketball nicknames.
Yeah.
A little presumptuous, Jones.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, assuming that's very
yeah, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Point. Yeah.
Round Mound or Rebound?
Nice one.
Mount Matumbo?
You say the Admiral?
Yeah, it's an Admiral.
It's a good one.
The Dream? Yeah.
Sure.
They're all in there. Ooh, the Microwave?
Vinny the not a dude. 90 not a 90s nickname,
late,
but we'll allow it.
90.
He probably played yeah, he played 90. In the 90s.
Counts.
Yeah,
Tractor.
True.
Tractor trailer.
Tractor trailer. Ooh. Big Country Reeves?
Big Country Reeves. Nice one.
We got they kind of stopped with the nicknames. There were so many good ones back then. Mighty Mouse, Damon Stoudamire.
White Chocolate.
White Chocolate, Jason Williams. Good one. Hot Rod.
That was 90s.
Hot Rod? Rod Williams?
Hot Rod Hundley. That was like the 60s.
What is another
Hot Rod Williams.
Hot Rod should be on there.
Yeah.
I would
say Grandmama.
You say Dick Night Train Lane? Great one. Oh, Grandmama, yeah.
I don't quite know where it came from, but yeah, that's a good nickname.
But then these guys would put like Zoe for Alonzo Mourning. Like, that's just his name, but shorter. There's a lot of different ways you can go with it, but feel free to vote on all these bad boys.
All right, maybe we'll get our 90s NBA nickname bracket going in a couple of years. Again, very presumptuous. We still got to get the Bregman nickname bracket going. Don't even get us started on the Bregman nickname.
I don't want to say what our idea is because I don't want anybody to steal it, but for next year, we have a legit idea that we're not even going to put to a vote, and hopefully, yeah, knock on wood, we're here, and it's going to crush.
It's honestly pretty much already done.
The bracket's done. We just need to wait till next March.
Yeah, we just got to make it.
We thought of it like the day after we put this one out.
The show just has to survive till next March, but our bracket's pretty much already done for next year. 617-779-7937.
The great Bambino.
In what?
He played for the Red Sox.
No, I thought we were talking. I thought we were,
in the
people
90s,
are just sending any.
Yeah,
oh, Clyde the Glide Drexler?
Yeah,
the Glide.
That's a great one.
Dude, the Glide is real good.
Yeah, but who you're texting the Bambino. We're talking about NBA nicknames. Where'd that come from?
Well, I think maybe that was on delay talking about this, the WEEI Afternoons bracket. They could have put that in the
Red
Sox.
Oh, the great
Sox
Bambino region. As a Red Sox. I see. Got it.
I mean, famously.
I didn't connect those dots. I'm sorry.
But like Mookie.
That would be.
His name's not Mookie.
What is his name?
Marcus.
Yeah. There you go. Mookie
should be in there.